All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Father, just thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And we thank you that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you for his precious blood that was shed for the remissions of our sins. And Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're good and your mercy endureth forever. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, O God, our advocate, our counselor. We thank you. We thank you for sending the Holy Spirit, O God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your compassion. We thank you for your long-suffering. We thank you for your goodness. And we acknowledge that you're God, and beside you there is no other. You have no equal. You are the Holy One of Israel. You rule and reign in majesty. You spoke the world into existence. You are God. And we praise and we magnify you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for sending the command of your angels to go forth to top of the thrones of the strong men, that the strong men over this region will be bound. The strong men over this country will be bound of lawlessness and rebellion and witchcraft and perversion in the name of Yeshua. And the strong men of deception will be bound. And we pray, Lord God, that you would cut and sever the cords, that your angels would go forth and begin to topple their thrones and to destroy and break down their altars. In the name of Yeshua, we bind the ruling spirit of mind control and deception and cut and sever the cords, that people will begin to receive the gospel of Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you're good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. I thank you, Father, for the healing power, the healing anointing of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord God, for the healing anointing to begin to flow as it's never flowed before in the name of Yeshua. God, release your power. Release your anointing to grant healing and deliverance, that the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity will be driven out even now in Yeshua's mighty name. God, I thank you for healing hypertension and high blood pressure. I command that spirit to leave and go in Yeshua's mighty name. Father God, I thank you. I thank you. God, I thank you for healing. I thank you for healing sickle cell anemia being healed right now in Yeshua's name. I thank you for leukemia being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for that. God, I thank you for that healing manifesting even now in Yeshua's mighty name. God, I thank you for the cyst on the thyroid being dissolved. In the name of Yeshua, the cyst on the carotid, by the carotid artery being dissolved, I command you to be dissolved in Yeshua's mighty name. God, I thank you for that. Father, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you for raising your people up. I thank you for the people being healed from pneumonia, every lung disease, every lung disorder being healed, lung cancer being healed in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for healing that person that was diagnosed with stage 3 lung cancer. I curse it to its very root, and I command it to leave and to come out of you, and now in Yeshua's name. Thank you for that, Father. Yes, Lord, thank you. And Lord, I thank you for your mighty warring angels to go forth to do battle. Lord, I thank you for sending revival and sending refreshing. I thank you, Lord God, that those that are in need of a miracle financially, I thank you for manifesting in Yeshua's name. I thank you for the persons and people that need homes. Lord, I thank you for putting them in their homes. In the name of Yeshua. God, those that need jobs and need promotions, God, I thank you for those promotions being granted in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I thank you for doing it. And I bless you and I praise you and I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be with you once again to share the Word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God, and I'm just grateful and thankful that we're here on the airwaves to be here with you once again to share the Word of God. And, you know, I always count it as a privilege and an honor that every opportunity that I have this opportunity to come on and to share the Word of the Lord with the people of God. for the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. We're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. Return of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, is imminent. It's extremely important that we in the body of Christ that we're pressing our way in to seek Him, to know Him, to be in a relationship with Him, with God the Father, God the Son, through the power of the Holy Spirit. God is looking for some people who are yielded, who are surrendered, who are sold out to do His will. As you know, we are living in perilous times. The return is imminent. And all we got to do is turn on the news. I don't like watching the news. A lot of times I don't watch it. But a lot of times there's things happening and taking place that are going on. And we got to say, you know, well, what's going on, Lord? You know, what's going on, Jesus? The Bible's fulfilling itself. It's fulfilling itself. The prophecies are coming to pass. When you hear me say His return is imminent, nothing else has to be done. He can return at any moment. You know, the rapture of the church, a lot of people don't believe in it. It's going to happen. Everything that God has spoken in His word will happen exactly the way He says it's going to happen. It's just simple. Either we receive it and believe it or we don't. But we got to get to the place to say, Lord, there's work to be done. And God, how can I do this work? And recognizing and understanding that we're living in times to where the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. We're in the series, The Temptation. Go with me to Matthew chapter 4. We've been dealing with this. We finished up last week, and we talked about how the strategies and what the enemy does and how he entices, and even with Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, how he came after him. And I left off last week in verse number 11 in Matthew chapter 4. And we were discussing about the fact that first and foremost, you got to equip yourself with the word of God. So when the devil shows up and he starts talking, you got to put the word on him. You got to draw your sword and begin to use it and be skillful with it. You've heard me say this, and some of you will probably agree. Some of you might disagree. But we've done a terrible job of equipping. We've lost focus. I'm going to say this again. The enemy, one part of warfare, first and foremost, it tells us in Ephesians chapter 4 that the purpose of the fivefold ministry is to equip the saints, is to equip the body of Christ. And some of you probably say, what in the world are you talking about? We don't hear nothing about of equipping. And I'm not saying there's been a lack of equipping in the body of Christ. It tells us in Ephesians, go keep your finger there in Matthew 4. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 4. Man, you know, I go with the Holy Spirit, and so that I'm laying a biblical foundation for you saints, because I'm doing my job. So when I stand before the Lord on judgment day, that I can hear Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And I can be like Paul, that I have not shunned to declare all of the counsel of God on you. It tells us in Ephesians chapter 4, and I'm going to start reading in verse number 1, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, sometimes you just give a little scripture here and there. No, I want to lay the foundation and give you the context so you understand what I'm speaking and saying when the enemy has diverted the attention and the message and the purpose of preaching and teaching the gospel, particularly for the fivefold ministry. He tells us in verse 1, he says in Ephesians 4, 1, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is in, above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he says, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men. Now that he that ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? And he that descended in the same also that ascended far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some." This is what we call the fivefold ministry, saints. Some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. And the purpose for these ministry gifts is for the perfecting of the saints and for the work of the ministry and for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come into the unity of the faith
and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted, that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of this self in love. Recognizing, when you've heard me say that there is not a lot of preaching and teaching in the contemporary church about the equipping of the saints. Why do we need to be equipped? Because there is a spiritual warfare. There is a spiritual conflict that is happening and taking place. We have received a man-centered teaching instead of Christ-centered teaching. And we have people focused on themselves instead of focusing on being in a relationship with Christ and focusing on the mandate that has been given to us as believers in the body of Christ, being equipped and ready to recognize false teachings, false doctrines that is leading people astray. There is so much out there to where most people don't know if they're coming or going. And if you stand out and if you're a voice crying out in the wilderness, saying, no, that don't sound biblical to me. That's not. Now, understand a lot of people say, well, that don't sound biblical to me. Okay. If you find it in the Bible, first of all, it's considered biblical. Okay. Any practices that takes us away from sound teaching and sound doctrine, we have to question it. You see, we preach the gospel of prosperity. Oh, gosh, the word of faith. But when trouble hits, are we equipped? And you say, well, Dr. D, Pastor D, why are you saying it like this? Because I'm saying this because we're in a series called The Temptation, The Conflict. We have not thoroughly equipped the body of Christ. Most people can't pray themselves out of a paper bag. Why? Because there's a much of the preaching and teaching has omitted the seriousness of being in a relationship with Father God, Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, and the Holy Spirit. And being spirit-led, spirit-filled, and spirit-led believers. Because we read in Matthew chapter 4, the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the world. He led him into the engagement. You see, engagements are happening and taking place all along. And you say, well, the scripture tells us that we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. And there is a spiritual warfare because Paul talks about it in Ephesians chapter 6 while we're in there. So my question to you, when you're listening to Christian radio, what is the message that you're hearing and receiving on a regular basis? What is the message? Is the message equipping you and identifying and exposing the kingdom of darkness? So that you recognize that when all hell is breaking loose around you, you can recognize and identify if it's a demonic attack on your family, on your marriage, on your job. Or is it because of your rebellion, your disobedience, and being out of fellowship with God? Or is it a trial that is coming to strengthen your faith so that you will come out stronger, that you will have a testimony to share with others to lead others to Christ? Paul tells us real plainly in chapter 6, verse 10. So that you understand, I talked about it. I mentioned the scripture last week. I didn't quote it. But some of you might have said, well, that just don't sound right to me. Well, here's what the Apostle Paul says. I take the word of Paul over any doctor, any theologian, any big name preacher, any big name radio preacher, or whoever is popular today, on what Paul said. I'm going with the Apostle Paul. I think Paul knew what he was talking about. He says, finally, my brethren, in Ephesians 6:10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You see, this battle cannot be fought, cannot be won in your own strength and with our natural carnal weapons. When we see what's taking place in our society today, we're trying to solve a spiritual problem
with carnal weapons. Instead of being activated and allowing the Holy Spirit to give us how to pray, how to stand, how to fight. It says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles. The word wild means strategies, tactics of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We got to get this understanding. When folk around you start acting up and acting crazy, there's a demonic element behind it. When stuff is going on, we need to recognize, well, this is demonic activity, particularly when stuff really get hot. And you hear me say this. When you take on the name of Christ, you're a soldier in the army of the Lord. The enemy uses individuals. And a lot of people that are not serving Christ, he uses those. He even uses people that are serving Christ to come against you. So this is where the gift of discernment comes in. And you got to be able to discern what's taking place and what's really going on. And you know, and not take it personal and recognize, oh, the devil is behind this. Now, understand, some people just might be operating in the flesh. But them demonic spirits are pushing them and enticing them to behave in a certain way that is causing you distress and harm and being hurt. It says, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but we're wrestling against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, the spiritual realm, the unseen realm that we can't see. If God were to open our eyes, people would literally drop dead of heart attacks, strokes. We couldn't take it. If we were to see the demonic things that are happening in the invisible, unseen world, we could not take it as believers. It would be too much. He tells us this is what we're wrestling against. This is why struggles are happening and occurring. He says, but we take on the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. The enemy will come at you with blows after blows after blows after blows after blows, but you still have to be able to stand in the power of God's word, stand in the power of his promises. Because the enemy will come with you, hit you with a haymaker. He'll come with an uppercut. He'll come with a shot to the ribs. He'll come with a blow to the head. He will do things that knock you to your business, the way if you don't have a relationship with Christ and you don't know how to cry out to him, you don't know how to praise, you don't know how to worship, you don't know how to engage and bind the strong man and come against these spiritual attacks, you are in trouble. We are not to be victims. We are conquerors in Christ Jesus. Why? Because he's already delegated to us the authority that when the enemy's coming, that we rise up and we say, no. I have to do this to myself. I have to remind myself, because sometimes you can be beaten down so much. So much can be coming from the north, south, east, and the west. You know, just like poor Job. Job got one bad report after another. That story is in the Bible, not only to expose the warfare that takes place in the spiritual realm, but to also teach us how to fight. That no matter what's going on around us, we say, God, I trust you. Job received one bad report after another. And I look, there's always someone in a worse condition than yourself. We got to be careful that we don't fall into this victimhood mentality. And we just say, oh God, woe is me. It says, after having done all to stand, we stand. We don't curl up in a fetal position and start sucking our thumb. We stand, we fight, we get militant. He says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. We know that the word of God is truth. And having on the blessed trait of righteousness, God's word is righteous. The blood of Yeshua is righteous. And your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Once again, coming back to the word of God. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Darts. They're coming. They're coming. That's why he tells you to stand. and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with perseverance and supplication for all the saints. He says that this warfare is coming. We don't faint. We stand. We fight. We fight. You fight. You see, in the natural realm, if somebody comes and attacks you, there's a thing that is fight or flight. I'm a fighter. I don't run. When you are in a fight for your life, you're going to throw every punch. You got to gouge your eye. You're going to do whatever you got to do to live and to survive. Most people are just not going to let somebody come in and take their life. The enemy is coming to steal and to take and to destroy your spiritual life, your spiritual walk, your spiritual relationship with Christ. You have to be able to recognize and discern them. You have to be equipped on how to do that. Jesus left an example for us to follow back to Matthew chapter 4. And everything that Satan threw at him, Yeshua, Jesus, responded with the word, or the sword, or the word of the Lord. And he spoke the word of the Lord. And in doing that, he was able to repel Satan's enticement. Satan and his minions are persistent. They are determined. They don't give up. And that's why you can't give up. That's why your reliance on God's word, God's truth, is what you have to hold on to. And stand and fight and resist the strategies, resist the attacks of the enemy, and continually tell the devil, no, you will not destroy my life. You do not have victory over me. Why? Because I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. It is the cleansing blood of Yeshua that has caused the redemption. It paid the penalty for our sins. We have been forgiven. And we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We have life because of what Yeshua, what Jesus did for us on the cross at Calvary. You see, we got to look to him. We got to look to his word. A lot of times we want to look to the natural world and the natural solutions. When all hell is breaking loose, you got to get to the place to say, God, I know you. And Lord, if I don't know you, I want to know you. Lord, whatever is going on in my life, Lord, whatever strongholds and things that I've established and set up, God, I ask that you forgive me. And Lord, I release those and I surrender those to you, Lord, because you are my God. You are my Savior. You are my Redeemer. You are my Healer. You're the baptizer of the Holy Spirit. It was you on the cross that died for me. You said, God, in the time of trouble, that when I would cry out to you, that you would deliver me. So when you are engaged and the enemy is taking you through a trial and a tribulation, you begin to cite the word of God. And then you begin to cite, when you're citing the word of God, you're yielding the spirit, the sword of the Spirit, as you're speaking the word of God. And what you begin to do is to repel the enemy to where the enemy has to back up and say, oh, this is not working. And you got to get to the place to where you're walking in faith and boldness in what Jesus did for us on the cross at Calvary, and that his blood was shed for the remissions of our sins, and that we are forgiven, and that his power is broken over our lives because of the shed and the precious blood of Yeshua. Saints, be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers and your financial support. The Spirit of God moves on you to bless us financially. Please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. You'll be blessed. Know that Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, is Lord, has returned imminent. Pray for your family members and loved ones that their hearts be open to receive the gospel. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.